Here are headline stories from Elgin newspapers 100 years ago today, brought to you by the Elgin Area Historical Society. I'm Linda Rock. The stories today were in Elgin newspapers on July 16, 1921. William R. Burdick, one of Elgin's oldest businessmen, died last night at 10:20 o'clock after a three-week illness. His wife, Emily Jocelyn Burdick, preceded him in death 4 weeks ago, and her death is believed to have caused his fatal breakdown. William Burdick started in business here in 1877 and was successful in several enterprises. He was 73 years old. Shirley Harris, boathouse proprietor at the Kimball Street Bridge, has issued a call for canoe owners to meet with him to talk over arrangements for a river festival to be held Sunday afternoon, July 31st at the bridge. Harris announced that he will give $5 prizes, events to be a swimming race, a single paddle canoe race, double paddle canoe race, best looking canoe, and a rowboat race. From comparative figures, it is shown that more than half of the fire calls in Elgin are sent by telephone rather than through the firebox system. The time will not come, however, when all fire calls will be sent in by telephone so that the city may do away with the fire alarm box system. In case of any big emergency, it is the belief of city officials that the fire alarm box system would be the most reliable, and they will continue to exist for that reason. That's it for today. Be sure to tune in again for more news from 100 years ago. And don't forget to visit the Elgin History Museum, located in Old Main at 360 Park Street. You can find its hours of operation and programs offered by the Elgin Historical Society at www.elginhistory.org.